Don't be shocked here. I earn a lot of money by doing what I do. And the Danish tax man does have my ass on his screen.
Okay, Dolly, now that we've got through that little bit. Okay, Dolly's into broadcasting. She's done extras on television and all that sort of stuff. So she's a performer, as you probably heard already. But the thing is that you and your previous partner, who's had to be forcibly restrained and sent to Denmark.
Kind of, but we'll keep that.
But we have done an implant scan on you.
Here
and
it is.
And your partner.
Yep. One here, one here, and one
partner,
here.
Yep. And it went off the scale. That was an ad hoc thing we did at the... we used a particular kind of meter, which is very difficult. In fact, it's impossible to get. And it's a meter which happens to measure frequencies which have been common for implants. The first time I saw that was way back in the mid-80s, and that was with Dave Marrow, and he was scanned by a guy called Matt Todd, and he had absolute off the scale indications. This is roughly in the 10 megahertz range, which is a frequency range which has got relatively long distance communication. Secondly, the implant knew it was being scanned, so it even reacted even more. And in the case of Dave Marrow, it was multi-legged and it moved up and down his spine. So, some years later, this is a kind of meter that you can look up on the internet, but you cannot purchase it. You cannot purchase it without outside the United States. You can hit the button to purchase it, but nothing will happen. So, I was given one of these meters way back in 2015. And it's also dedicated for my vibration. So if other people use it, doesn't work quite as well. So it does have certain other properties, okay? So when we got off-the-scale readings with the meter banging off the end, this is an analog meter with a thing called a needle. Does anybody know what it anyway? Yeah. And it's banging off the scale, and it's absolutely going haywire. It's not evidence of an alien implant, it's just measuring RF radiation coming from a person, because it's coming from the person. Often it's on one side rather than the other. So having all that happen, Dolly, I think Colin is here. I think you met Dolly up at the Blackpool Awakening Conference. She was doing stuff there. You're doing a bit of TV, weren't you?
Yeah, I do a bit of everything.
Yeah, a bit of everything. Okay, of everything. And hopefully the mic will work.
Hopefully it'll work.
So this is what we call Bases Actual. It's an experiencer giving their experience. So take it away, Dolly.
Hello. Well, as I've said, I haven't been in a public setting for at least 7 years. And there's been a little bit of control to that. And a lot of it is because I've been held back. And you might ask, by who? The guy that first stood up on stage, he buzzed my frequencies, along with everyone else in this room. You can't lie to me, I'm a star kid. I see what everybody feels and thinks. And a couple of you approached me because you knew. And I have to go to it. We live in an anarchy run and led world. This is an extraterrestrial race that has been present on the Earth. Do I want to put a time limit on it? I could put it in tens of thousands of years. But I don't think that would be quite true. I would say that they've been here for millions of years. And why do I say that? Every single religion that we have on the planet, every single infrastructure, every program, every corporation, every school, every educational system is anarchy led. You are all programmed. Alan picked up on something wonderful about the layers and the cake and the layers. We have been imprinted from day one as a slave society that was hybrid, created by an extraterrestrial race. And why do I say this? About 20 years ago, I tried to look for people that were just like me. I couldn't understand why I knew things about people, why I could see their auras, why I could talk to spirits, why I could see things about their future and about our own future, why the monetary system didn't fit well with my soul, why all the rules and regulations of the political system just didn't fit in with my soul. Human, soul being, person doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a person. That has been created out of a slave race. That was born out of the Roman and Draconian Empire when Upper Egypt and Lower Egypt fell. A queen, Cleopatra, never been found. Never been found. Why? Because she's an Anunnaki queen. She will never be found. There are some beings on this earth that visit this earth, that come here to bring a message, and they change humanity. We've had lots of them. And a lot of them are political, religious, or in some way a whole, holy being. What does this mean, holy? It's the circle. It's the complete circle. It's when one becomes whole within themselves. So I had to learn this, and I've been on a huge journey. My life has been infiltrated from day one to learn me how to become whole with myself. And that's what's happened here to humanity. The war is not physical. As in what this guy was standing up here with all his Anunnaki warships and weapons. The war is on your soul. It's which side you lie. Do you lie good or evil? Because they both exist. It's which you want to deliver within yourself. It's that part of yourself that's unanswered, the part of yourself that you search for. And you'll hear everybody saying that the keys are hidden within. They are. You've got to go to the darkest places, to unlock those keys. Just recently, I love the goddess Inanna. She's infused in my soul. I'm a woman. I'm a she. I've given birth to life on this planet, as many of you women have. I get emotional, yeah, because we bring it through in the children that we bring and how we educate them. And that is so important. I like the way you picked up on the womb man, because the truth of it is, the old story, what is hidden from humanity, is a woman, one woman from the Anunnaki decided that she would carry this hybrid seed to build a slave race. What for? Gold, sir, you were right. Gold. This planet doesn't run off money. It runs from gold. And in every woman, gold runs through your blood. That's why we're not in the churches. Because when we menstruate, we give our blood. And it's full of monatomic gold. That compound that they came here for, monatomic gold. that runs rocket ships, that still runs rocket ships today with NASA. It still runs. You look at all the satellites and all the space shuttles. What do they have on it? Gold. Gold is a conductor. It is a conduit. This planet is thriving in gold. You'll remember a couple of years ago when everybody was asked to tat in their gold. They wanted the gold. They wanted it off the streets. They wanted it out of circulation. The plandemic. Welcome to New World Order, everyone. It happened. It happened right before your eyes. You were all told. Us Star Kids, we spoke about it 20 years ago. Do you remember us all saying you'd be in the correct positions at the right time, you'll vibe with your tribe, you'll come together, you'll all be in your places, you'll know exactly what you need to do when the time comes? Because strip it all away. Strip away the money, strip away the gold. Strip away everything. What do we have? The foundation of humanity. One word. Can anybody tell me what that one word is? I've not heard it mentioned in this room today. One word. Give it me.
Love.
Say it again.
Love.
Love. Love. Where has the, where, what happened to humanity and love? What happened to humanity and love? It got distorted, it got manipulated, it got used and it got abused right from the top, from the beginning of the Anunnaki. Let me talk about this Anunnaki queen, Inanna. She was the first one to deliver you your marriage rites. How many here are married or have been married? Yeah? You took your rights under what Inanna chose. The tying of the knot is the true way to get married. The symbol of the ring is eternal love, a complete cycle. The love has been forgotten for humanity. When we go back to the Mesopotamian texts, I've studied a lot of the Anunnaki texts. I've read the epics of Gilgamesh, I've read the Bible, I've read the Quran, I've been in many holy temples on the planet. They all come back to one woman with a child that she nurtures to her breast. Why is that? We're led to believe that God, whoever he may be, to all of you, created Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve then created two sons who took two wives. Ask yourself, where did the wives come from? Because these two souls from Adam and Eve were the first two, yet they took wives. They took wives from the neighbouring domain. Anunnaki-led domains. About the gold. Everything is about gold. So women, why have we been suppressed so long? It's because of the Queen of Heaven and Earth. She was called the Queen of Heaven and Earth. Why? Because she was of royal blood. We still see it today. All the symbolism we've seen recently with the Queen's passing, that was the biggest Anunnaki-led funeral I've ever seen. You have the winged birds, the winged tribes. These are not necessarily angels. I hate to burst people's bubbles. The winged ones were known as the Anna anarchy. Those that from heaven came to earth. The winged ones, they flew in craft. They had high technology. They had a hand in man's creation. But why were we saved? The flood. Let's go on facts here. How many times has the earth been wiped out?
Many.
We have the Ice Age, we have dinosaurs, we have meteorites. We've been wiped out, but we're still here. Why? Because of love. Because of one goddess that loved her creation. And we were a creation. We are a hybrid race. And we're just beginning to find all this out now, because all the jigsaw pieces, they're fitting together. All the biblical stories. People all over the world, we have Christians. They think it's a white people religion. Christianity, wake up, people. This is a world, the symbol of the cross is a crossing of planets. When the Roman Empire took over, they really infiltrated all the texts. They took them from the temples of Alexandria. I know I've just been out there. I've been in underground temples that you just can't go in all over Egypt. I've seen the alabaster shine up with secret languages and writing when you shine the torch on the walls. People have tucked me in and asked me to see and visualize these things that I'm seeing and ask me what they're about. The truth is we've been lied to, and we've been lied to from the top, and we're going to keep being lied to unless we all wake up to our divine source and realize that we are divine and that it comes from within. And any manifestation that we do is down to our own spelling. Spelling, I'll talk about spelling and language. Language, the very first written language was from the Anunnaki. They passed it down, the very first Aramaic and cuneiform tablets that you can see all over the museums of England. The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds made sure that they got it. They knew what Hitler was up to in the 40s. They knew Hitler was going to every site across the globe to search for gold and the secrets and the Ark of the Covenant, which they have. But what divine powers are inside? Some of us know what's there, and it's guarded still to this day. Those temples are guarded. They have the Ark of the Covenant. But Hitler knew about this and he went in search of it, which is why all the secret space program was birthed out of this. Now, I am a secret space program baby, if you like. I was born into this. I don't think I had any choice. My mother, when she had me, she had Spanish flu and she nearly died. So at 7 months pregnant she was, and they asked her if she wanted to terminate this pregnancy. I'm here. No, she didn't. She stuck through it. Everybody asked her, do you want to terminate this because you're not going to live? She said no, luckily. And from a small age, from age zero, I can remember being in my cot and watching balls of light dance around the room. And I never understood why I could talk to these beings and who they were. Until the Anunnaki visited me in person. I've had two or three interactions with these beings. They are royalty from another planet. Some call it Nibiru. They would call it Jupiter. You've seen the movie Jupiter Ascending. It's not far from the truth, and neither is Avatar. These are highly advanced beings. They can slip your body out, and they can slip it in like a shell. And they know this. They do this with royalty. They're given 7 hours. You've got a seven gap window. When that soul passes over, you've got 7 hours to move it out and transfer it into another body. They've been working on this way before the 60s. When you ask about the secret space program and you hear all these people now coming forward, the secret space program is thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. We've never been left. They never left us. The guy that talked at the beginning about his warships in Antarctica, in the ancient texts, Marduk, the son of Enki. Enki is meant to be known as God to humankind. Marduk was banished to the land of no return, to the land of horned beasts, with his wife, Antarctica. That's why no one can go there. The Germans made it there. They built a couple of bases. They've got a few bases there. Some are inactive, some are very active. Admiral Byrd went there with his fleet. He saw something. He saw the starships. He knew that the Pleiadians and the Arcturians and the Sirians, Andromedans, Zetas and Draconians. These are a collective. There's no different sides. Just like you have a political cabinet, like this man was explaining, your star nations have the same thing. They're a collective. The Anunnaki are not one race. They're a collective of races. The star nations, they're from all over the universe. And Nibiru is a multicultural, thriving planet. They have a very, very different system to what we have on Earth. The inner Earth beings that I've visited, which are part of the Anunnaki, they call themselves the Anna. They live in the underground caverns with the Mantids and the Reptilians and the Pleiadians and the Zetas and the Andromedans. They all reside there. 9/11. I'm going to say it. It was an inside job. Come on, people. Wake up. It's an inside job. It's a war on your psychological memory. They want to imprint that. It's fact that when 9/11 happened, the planet changed. How do they know that? Unless they can monitor every human being and their frequency on this planet. Why? Because we're all chipped. You might not know it, but we're all chipped. I can guarantee you, every one of you in this room is chipped in some way. Make no mistake. Don't be fearful by anything that I'm saying, because I'm here to deliver the truth to you. And the truth is that we are part of an extraterrestrial race, and in the next 5 to 10 years, you are going to meet them. The earth is going to go through such a transformation. I saw it as an egg timer. And it came out the other side shiny and new. Will it be because we go on this new system? The inner earth beings that I met, they don't run on money. They don't run on it. It doesn't exist. Money is a form of control. Every single penny that you have in your bank and pocket right now is laundered drug money. There is no real money. It's terrorist blood money that you've got in your pockets. It's all done digitally. Go home, look at your birth certificate. You've got a little red, they're all in red. Go home, check it out. You've got a little red number in the corner. It belongs to the IMF, the International Monetary Fund in America. You are all dollars. You're dead, sir. Dead. Every one of you, from the moment your parents signed your birth certificate, you were classed as dead at sea. Every single penny that you get from now on is out of your coffin box. Because each one of you is gold. Gold. You're all gold. Nothing else. A slave society on gold. How do we stop that? We take back free will. You take back your power. You take back your sovereignty. You realize who you are. You realise that you've got a choice. That guy stood here and happily smiled about people they bump off. Hello? That's your government's telling you that they bump people off for money, for the ego, to make themselves of a higher status. Let me tell you, no being is any higher than anybody else in this room. You all have the same responsibility. And that's to find out the truth within yourself. Where you come from, who created you, who is your God. Whichever religion you have, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you have love and respect for your fellow human. That's what the goddess left us with. That's why she saved the creation. Because she believed in love. Now, it's a funny thing, old love. And I've been a sex kitten. It's gonna shock you all. I've been that webcam girl on that tax man's screen. I've earned hundreds and hundreds of pounds from being a sex kitten, a slave to the pound, because I have to fit in, because I have to pay for my car and my mortgage and my food. I'll leave you with this. We are an extraterrestrial race created. And we are the only species on the planet that has to pay to live here. Now, why is that when we're the caretakers of Earth and we're giving birth to the children who are going to carry this through for us? Don't tell them lies. Tell them the truth. Don't bombard your kids with religion. Let them work it out. I stand for the Star Kids. I speak to them all over the world. We call ourselves Indigo Kids. Why? Because we're a different vibration. We're a higher vibration. And that's what everybody needs to get. They need to manifest it within themselves, the higher vibration. I can do a test with you really easy. I used to teach pattern changing. I used to work in the police. I used to work for the police for domestic violence for women. Yeah. And I'm going to do an experiment with you all right now. I want you all to think, and I'm going to show you how easy it is to control someone's frequency. I want you to try really, really hard. Think of the worst time in your life, the worst, when you were on the floor, crying. Think about that feeling. Think about it in your bodies. Think about how it feels. Think about how you feel. You feel nothing. You feel nothing. You feel empty. Nobody's giving you anything. You can't get anything. People are cutting you off. Really get down in that deep, dark feeling. Do you feel it? Do you feel the emptiness, despair? No money, no job, no life, failed relationships, failed marriages. Been abused, been beaten. Think about it. How does your vibration feel right now? A bit low? Now try one thing. Think about the happiest moment in your life. Go on, think about it. What's your happiest moment? Tell me.
First daughter.
Your first daughter, what's yours?
My kids.
Your kids, what's yours?
Being with a big crowd.
With a big crowd, a close family. Feel it, what's your happiest moment? Can you feel it? Do you feel your happiest moment?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you. Feel it. Tell me.
It was brilliant.
What was yours? Every day, what's yours? Right, get that feeling. Get that feeling, you're smiling. Get that feeling, say yeah, I can do it, go on. Yeah, that feeling, oh, when I first got married on a hill, yeah. Everybody, right now, get your happiest feeling and go, yes, I made it, I'm alive. I survived all the shit. And that's what it's about. Keep that happy feeling. Don't ever let anyone take you away. Because that is free will. The minute somebody has it, it's all over. Don't give away your free will. Remember who you are. You are a sovereign being of this earth. Created from royalty. The goddess who birthed the first man. Yes, men, you were birthed from a vagina. There was no test tube. You came right out there. God bless your mother. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dolly. Thank you very much. Good, thank you for coming the whole way. The whole way from Plymouth or someplace?
I'm hooked up, yeah,
hooked
Plymouth.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. This is the First Spaces 2022 in the Royal Oak. We hope to make this into some kind of more regular thing, a low-key thing after lunch, Sunday afternoon, or something like that. And enjoy yourselves. Well, it's also Halloween, so I hope you go and Halloween. So everybody, thank you very much. And thank you very much to Claire for running the show while I was away. She got really wonderful book stuff. And Children of the Universe from Jane. And the other beautiful Jane here. And these two troublemaking freedom people, the twins. And to Alan. And to Michael Shrimpton, who's doing very, very nice things with very, very nice people. And in the meantime, congratulate yourselves and have a good time and a happy Halloween. Cheerio. And that's a wrap.